Okay, we'll try learn up a sugya. This is interesting that this next, what we're going to learn today is, can't quite say a daf, but close to it. But actually the sugya is only 5 lines long. Gemara says something, and the whole rest of the Gemara, Abaye says it's a mistake, and then he has charata from saying it's a mistake. So the sugya is really the first 5 lines. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan. What is Maisa Bezdin? Maisa Bezdin are things that, your obligations that Chazal put on you. Like Ksuba, Tosis has a list, Ksuba, Kugoyin, Mona Masayim of Ksuba, Mazen Isha, Vahabonais, that things that Bezdin said that you have to pay, that's called the Maisa Bezdin. When Bezdin obligates you to pay, and you tie in a parati, lo yamaklum. Why can't you tie in a parati on a maisa bezdin? Kol maisa bezdin commanded nokit shtar biyadei dami. The reason is, the maisa bezdin is like a shtar. And just like a shtar, you can't say parati. The same thing, maisa bezdin, you can't say parati. So this Gemara, the words are a bit of a pella. Because by a shtar, why can't I say parati? If I lend you money with a shtar and you say parati, why can't you say parati? Because the shtar chabiyadi, my boy, because there's a raya of shtar chabiyadi. Right? If you don't have the shtar, if I borrow money with shtar and you lose the shtar, so I could say parati. So what's the Gemara saying? That maisa bezdin is like a shtar. Just like a shtar, when you have a shtar, you win. Same thing, Maisa Bezdin. Yeah, if it's a Maisa Bezdin, then the Teveah wins. And what do you mean? Shtar is only because of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. That's the only reason you win the Shtar.
Didn't he say that it's like Shtar? It's like you're holding the Shtar in your hand.
Which means?
We're not saying that it has the same technical proofs and things of a Shtar. But it's saying that we look at it as if you're holding the Shtar.
So then the mashal is it's not really an exact mashal. It's just that you win. It's just that you win. The lashon is commanded nakasha. It's like you're bringing a shtar to bed.
You would have a case where even though you're holding on to the shtar, you could go and still win with the tie, certain tie, and it would work also.
Okay. The Rabbi Chanan, there's a long Rabbi Chanan on this in Baba Basra. Rabbi Chanan says. Says a Hezbollah in the Gemara, with the old, the Reb Chaim's old concept of Kayach HaShtar. Rabbi Chanan says that the reason you win when you have a shtar is because Chazal gave a shtar what we call Kayach HaShtar. Shtar has a presumption of accuracy. Eidem Achsum Mishtar Kim Yishnech Reidusim Bebezden. And a shtar, when a person has a shtar, he wins because of Kayach HaShtar. And it's not only because of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. It's not only because of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. My nafkamina. So Rabbi Chanan brings a case to show what he means that you win because of Kayach HaShtar. Let's say you lend me money and you say, Al tifreini ela be'edim. You lend me money. When you lend it to me, you say, look, I don't trust you. So I want, you shouldn't pay me back unless you pay in front of Eidim. Later, I come to Bezdin. I say, I paid him. He says, where are the Eidim? I say, I paid him in front of Reuven and Shimon. But Reuven and Shimon, they moved to Eretz Yisrael. But Reuven and Shimon died. I paid him in front of Eidim while they were still alive, and they died afterwards. The halacha is, I'm never with such a tainim. If you say, don't pay me only with Eidim, and I come into Bezdin and I say the names of the Eidim, but now I can't prove it. The halacha is that I'm never to say parati. If I say parati with Eidim and I can't bring the Eidim to Bezdin, I still win in such a case. Even more so, if I lend you money and you give me a ksavyat, you give me a handwritten shtar, which doesn't have the kayach shtar, there's no kamishnach regus on the Bezdin. You give me a ksavyat. I'm teveh you with the ksavyat. You say you paid me. I say, shtar chabiyadi, my boy. And you say you paid me in front of two eidim. You didn't have the shtar, I paid you in front of two Eidim. So B'chanan says you'd also be believed. I don't know if we paskin that way, but I think he brings in the Rambam. The Rambam says you'd also be believed. You could say you paid me in front of Eidim, it's a taina. I shtar chaviyadi, I paid you in front of Eidim, because you didn't have a shtar. Only when it's a shtar, shechosmu boi shnei Eidim, if I have a shtar on which Eidim signed, which has this kayach hashtar, the Torah gave, ul shtoris a kayach hashtar, only when it's a real shtar, if I'm tevei you and you say you paid in front of Eidim, the Eidim are not here, you have to bring the Eidim. Because the concept of kayach hashtar says that a shtar wins. You can't say parati against the shtar. Now, of course, you bring two Eidim that you paid, of course you win. But you just taina parati in front of two Eidim and they're not here. So you, in such a case, there's no assumption, by only because of kayach hashtar, you can't tie into that. Normally you could tie into such a time. But when there's a shtar, you can't tie into perua in any form because of kayach hashtar. But B'chanan says, the pshat in this Gemara is that ma'isa bez didn't get a kayach hashtar, to get the same kayach as kayach hashtar. Just like by kayach hashtar, Chazal said that shtaris have an assumption of kayach hatviya, that we give all assumptions to the kayach hatviya, teveya, we give the same kayach to a ma'isa bezdin. A ma'isa bezdin is an assumption that the teveya is entitled to collect. If you're going to say you paid in front of Tuwaydin and they're not here anymore, you're going to lose. Because that idea that Reb Chaim calls kayach hashtar, that we give shtaris an assumption of a right to be teveya, we give exactly the same kayach to a ma'isa bezdin. That's what the Gemara here means to say. And according to that, it's very good. Call ma'isa bezdin, command the nakat shtar biyadei dami. It's like someone comes in with a shtar. If you come in with a shtar, there's an assumption that the teveya is right. So that's how Rabbi Chanan Barichus, that's really one of his arichas on kayach hashtar, it's above a basra. But he brings from this Gemara to show that there's an idea of kayach hashtar, and it mainly attaches that a ma'isa bezdin is like kayach hashtar. That anytime bezdin says you have to pay, there's an assumption that you have to pay. And this is the way we paskin. Now the Gemara will go into rayas. Is it a raya? Isn't it a raya? But we paskin this idea that interesting. Taisa says Akasha, why if you find a ksuv in the street, why don't you give it back? If we have by Maisa Bezdin an assumption that Teveya is right, so why by Matzah Shtar Ksuva Lo Yazer? Why Lo Yazer? I don't know, what Taisus says is a little strange. It's one of the rare places I see there's Rabbi Kivega who calls it a Pella, and he says, Hashem Yareinai, he has no Mahalach. But Kivega does it every once in a while. But Taisus here talks about somebody who finds a ksuva, why lo yazer? What do you lose by giving it back? There's an assumption that Teveya is right anyway. So Taisus says, you don't give it back, because the husband wants to be able to have a migu that I never married you. Later, we believe to say parati with a migu I never married you. If you give it back, he loses his migu. That's what Taisa says in the end of the Yomar Aleph on the bottom of Yudzayin. It doesn't make sense. When we find a shtar, we don't know who lost it, the husband or the wife. But the husband should have a migu, I never married you, or you were almana when I married you. That the shtar says clearly. Even if the wife lost him, the shtar should take away from the migul no matter what. Hard to understand what Taisus means. Then he'll have a migul, I never married you. If there's a shtar, there's a shtar. Okay. It'll be that as it may. Let's see now, like we say, idach perusha. This is the din. This is the last din we're learning. This man is the din of Maisa, at least above Metzia, is the din of Maisa Bezdin has a kayach hashtar, an assumption that the owner of the shtar is the right one. And here also there's an assumption that the Teveh, the Maisa Bezda, wins. The rest of the Gemara wall is about this Raya. Amalei Rebchia Bar Abba L'Rabbi Yechon. Leibishna Seinu Hizu. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says Eitzia get ve'ne meksuva goy veksuva asa. She could be teveha ksuva without a ksuva. Why? Must be because a Meister Besdin has a right to be teveha. Amaleis, he said, you're right. But ilav de deloy lochachaspa loy mishkachas marganisa tusa. Literally, ilav de deloy lochachaspa. If not that I uncovered the piece of clay, you would not have found marganisa, the pearl tusa, which is under it. In other words, since I told you the idea that Maaseh Besdin wins, you understand that's pshat in this Mishnah. But, you know, it's not pshita, because you wouldn't have understood it from the Mishnah. Omer Abaye. So Abaye is a kasha. My Marganisa, how do you see from that Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? If you take out a get without a ksuva, you win. Dilma, b'mokim sheikos and ksuva askina. Maybe it's talking a place where they don't write a ksuva. Now, even if you don't write a ksuva, you still have to pay a ksuva. Ksuva is a tekana d'rabbanan, and you have to pay no matter what. But there are some places where they don't write the ksuva because it's an automatic chiyuv. And then get hainu ksuvas, ava b'makim shekaisin ksuva. But you have no raya in a place where they do write a ksuva. Maybe in a kita ksuva gavya, iloi loi gavya. Maybe maise bezin is not like a shtar, and you have to actually have the shtar. So bear in mind, what's Abaye doing? He's only asking a kasha on the raya. He's not arguing on the din. The din is a good din. And nobody, until the next mission, nobody's going to argue. The din that Maaseh Besdin Kishtar, everyone agrees is a good din. Question is it a proof from the Mishnah, it's yaget ve'eni maksuba? So Abaye tries to say it's no raya. So Abaye has charata. Now, where this Gemara gets confusing in pshat is the following. You have to remember, Abaye now is going to have charata from what he said. He does it in two times. We're about to learn till the top of Yud Ches, he has one way of having charata, the Gemara slugs it up. And then on Yud Ches, he's going to have a second way of having charata. But don't lose track of what's going on. So again, Abaye is saying, I have charata. It is a good raya. This is a good raya that it's taka raya that a maisa bezin you could be teveya with. Abaye said maybe he's talking makim shein kaisin ksuba. So now he's going to try once to shlug it up, and then later again Abaye is shlugging up himself what he said. Let's see the first one. Hadar amar Abaye lam milsehi damri. Abaye said this which I said that it could be talking b'makim shein kaisin ksuba. I'm wrong. If you're going to say it's talking a place where they don't write a ksuba, but in a place where they do write, maybe you have to have the shtar in the kita ksuba gavya. If she has the shtar, she can get collect. Iloilai gavya. Can't be. Can't be that it's talking in such a case because almana mina erisin b'may gavya. An almana who died after erisin, well, how's she going to manai no ksuba? If she doesn't have a shtar, no, you don't write the shtar before the chasna, before the suin. So how does she manai? What are you going to say? Beide misis habal. She'll bring Adam, the husband died, and she'll be tever ksuba l'tein v'leima parati. V'chei taima hachinami. And if you're going to say that you could taina parati, and came ahil chacham b'takanasam. So they tried to protect the erid, the almanam and the erisin, so then she's not going to be protected. So that's how Abaye slugs it up. Now, to me, what struck me is very strange. If you ask me, where in Shas does it talk about if the erisin, you get a ksuba, you don't get a ksuba? Where in Shas? It must be a Mishnah in ksubis, a sugi in ksubis. If it's not a ksubis, maybe in Yavamis or Gittin or Kedushin. In Shnayim Oichzim, that's where the sugi is. If the erisin, you get a ksuba? And the answer is yes. The Gemara here, Abaye assumed after erisin you always get a ksuba, and the Gemara here will say it's not that way, and that's the way it is all over Shas. All over Shas we say that after erisin, if you write a ksuba, then it's a ksuba. If you don't, then it's not. You're not mechuyev to have a ksuba after erisin, only after nesuin. And that's this next Gemara. Omalei makshisha b'edor of chistol ravash. Almona min erisin de isla ksuba min alon. How do you know? And Amanam and Erisin gets a ksuba, and the Gemara will end up that we taka don't know. Amanam and Erisin taka doesn't necessarily get. Amanim in Eretz Yisrael Ksuvim in Nala. I see it is in Ksuvim also in Daf Pei Tes. Okay. Ilei Mamahaditnan. If you're going to say it's for the following Mishnah, Nisarmala in Nisgarsha. The Mishnah says Beferish and Amano or Grusha. Beimin Eretz and Beimin Anisu and Gai Ves Hakael. Then Amano gets Haksuba. So that's a raya, erisin, you get a ksuba. It's no raya. Dilma hecha de kasavla. Maybe that's when he voluntarily gives her a ksuba. Who says it means when he didn't voluntarily give her? Chitem, you're going to say maila memra. If he voluntarily gives her a ksuba, pashit she gets a ksuba. But the Gemara, no, it's still a chiddush. That if you give voluntarily a ksuba to a woman after erisin, before nesuin, that she gets it, because it's a machlaikis, lafukim in the Rabbalazim and Azariah da'amar, shaloi kasavla elam and asla kainsa. Rabbalazim and Azariah says that when a man gives a ksuba to an arusa, he's only machayiv himself aman as he marries her. It's the same thing nowadays, right? Nowadays, when do you sign the ksuba? Most people sign the ksuba, at least in America, before you get married. You're sitting by the chasm table, and you sign, and you, makabal kini, you sign the ksuba. Does that mean that chas v'shalom, if the husband dies before the chuppah, that he has to pay a ksuba? Of course not. We understand that when he's mechayiv himself beforehand, it's aldas l'kainsa, it's aldas to marry her. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that even by an arusa it's that way. If you write a shtar to an arusa, if the erisin, also it's only amanas to kainsa, and if not, not. So we don't hold like him. We hold lafukim with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We hold that after erisin, if you write a ksuba, it's chal right away. Before erisin, it's not chal, but after erisin, it is chal. Dekonami, and I'll prove it to you that it's talking that you voluntarily wrote a shtar. Diktani gaiva es hakoil. You learn ksubis. You know, sometimes it says gaiva masayim, gaiva mana, gaiva ksuvasa. Here it says gaiva es hakoil. What's hakoil? Hakoil means not only the ksuba, but all the Tosis ksuba, there are things that were added. In every ksuba, you can add things voluntarily. Gaiva es hakoil. Now, yamber b'shlama de kosav la. Must be talking, he wrote to her. Haidu de kogutani, gaiva es hakoil. So he wrote extra, you get everything. Eli yamber de loy kosav la. You didn't physically write a ksuba. My gaiva es hakoil. Mono masayimu de isla. So it cannot be the a proof from here that an arusa gets a ksuba, because this is talking when you voluntarily wrote it for her. So how do you know an arusa gets a ksuba? Ella, try a second makar, that an arusa gets a ksuba. V'detani Reb Chiya bar Ami, ishtai arusa, if a man is married to a woman, but she's an arusa. Now, again, arusa, you all know, if the erisin, a woman lives where? She still lives by her father's house. If there is, she's an Eishes Ish, if someone's Mazana with her, she still lives by her father's house. And she's not, and the father gives her Mazainis until a year, until Nisuin. So they're like half married. Ishtai Arusa, if a man's Arusa dies, loy Einin v'loy metamala. He doesn't have a din Einin. And loy metamala. He's not metama to her. They say that he's a Kayin. He's not allowed, even though Kohen can be tamed to his wife, but not to an arusa. V'chein he loy oinen es v'loy metame aloy. She is not an oinen to him, and she's not metame to him. Mesa, if she dies, ein no yarsha. Mesu, gaivik suvasa. If she dies, he doesn't yarsha. If he dies, she gets a ksuba. Oh, you see, an arusa gets a ksuba. So here also, it's no raya. That so Gemara wants to say originally it's a raya that a arusa gets a ksuba. So like Gemara, no raya. Dilma the kasa of law. Maybe he voluntarily wrote it to her. B'chitema the kasa of law ma'ila memra. You say it's no chiddush if you wrote to her ma'ila memra. I said Gemara could have answered lafukim d'roza b'nazaria. The Gemara says mesa in the arsha it's trichalei. Could be the chiddush is for something else. So we shlugged up Abaya. So Abaya couldn't have said that an arusa gets a ksuba because there's no makar that an arusa automatically gets a ksuba. Now Derech Agav, there's a very interesting Rabbi Chanan in Yevamis. It's one of those that it's good, I don't know if to find the right place to speak out, which he brings this Gemara. Rabbi Chanan Ksubis declares, if when a woman dies, she's still considered to be married to her husband. When a woman dies, after she's dead, do we say that the chasnus is off? They're not married anymore, they're not related anymore. Or do we say that they're still married, or she's dead? If somebody has a parent, and the parent dies, it's still a parent. If someone has a sibling, and the sibling dies, still a sibling. What about ishus? What about marriage? Ishus could go off. It could go off with a get. Does ishus go off with a ksuba? Now, what's an afkamina? Huh? If what? Her relatives. But the relatives are beferish in the pasuk. The relatives, it says beferish in the pasuk. It says bechayeha, and the other ones doesn't say bechayeha. It's funny, there's a nafkamina, which the Gemara talks about in Yevamis. If someone is mizana with a dead body of an Eishes Ish, if somebody is bayal, a dead body of an Eishes Ish, a woman died, a man is bayal. Is he chayiv al Eishes Ish? So the Gemara in Yevamis says that it says shichva zera, it's mamayit a mace, so not roi leilad. Okay, you can have a woman who's not roi leilad for other reasons. But this miyud comes, the Gemara says, for a mesa. The Gemara says in Yevamis and Daf Nun Hey that the miyud. So Rabbi Chanan brings, I think he brings from Taisvis, that it's a raya from here that even after she dies, she's still an Eishes Ish. Why do you need a miyut for? If the relationship is gone, why do you need a miyut? That if you boil an Eisha, a dead Eishes Ish, that there's no din arayis. Why do I need a miyut? She's not Eishes Ish, she died. So from there it's a raya that she remains an Eishes Ish. The what? Kindness asked me of a Mises Haba, 1 second. The Ramban and the Rivan hold that the relationship that she's Oishay Sersesh. They bring a raya, one of them, I don't remember which one, brings a raya taka from the Sugyan Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about the fact that a woman is kindness asked me of a Mises Haba. The Gemara asks, how do you know? The Gemara has a few limudim. One of the lamudim is iskish lagerishin. We have a hekish of Mises Habal to get. So the Ramban and the Rivam taina that if it's iskish lagerishin, what does it mean it's iskish lagerishin? It's iskish lagerishin. It's that just like gerishin is ois eishes ish, the same thing Mises Habal is ois eishes ish. The Mishnah is mashma that way. It says kaina esatzma b'mises habal. Now, of course, that's only here for raya, because that's only a raya in which case when the husband died. When the husband died, it's a raya that it's poka. But when the wife dies, if the wife dies first, it's no raya. So, of course, there'll be an afkamina by tchias ameisin. If a man's wife died first. By Tchias HaMeisim, is he married to her? Does he have to give her a new Kedushin? Maybe he'll decide not to marry her. Marry somebody else. Is she an Eishes Ish or not? If you hold that it's Poka Ishus, then it's Poka Ishus. If not, then not. Now, that means that if a man and his wife died and he married someone else, by Tchias HaMeisim will have two wives, three wives, however many wives he had. If you hold... If you hold like Tosfos sheet, the Tosfos sheet is that the Kedushin didn't go off. Tosfos brings a raya from Daf Nun Hei and Yevamis. That didn't go off. The Rivam and the Ramban hold that it did go off. But Bechana wants to say it's totally in this. There's a suffix in the Rishonim. There's a rule of Eishes Chaver Kechaver. That if you have a Talmud Chacham's wife, even if she's in Amoretz, that you don't have to give her covet, that you have to give her covet. Eishes Chaver Kechaver. What happens after the husband dies? The almana. And let's say Mitzad herself, there wouldn't be any reason to be Mechabera, to stand up. It's only because of Eishes Chava Kechaver. So if she got a get, she's no more Eishes Chava. If the husband died, so the Taisis and Shavuos is Mesupik. If we say Eishes Chava Kechaver La'achamisa, so Rabbi Chanan says that it should be Tali in this Shana. It should be Tali in... If you hold she's still an Eishes Chaver, then you have to be Mechabed her.
Even if she marries somebody else, it's still a Suffolk?
Yeah.
How could she be married to two people? How is that possible? How could she be married to anyone?
You mean when the husband goes off? Oh, you're right. When the husband goes off, everyone agrees that it goes off. Let's have to look at Rabbi Chanan again. You're right. We were saying that when the husband dies, everyone else, and the wife dies. It's only being enough community if I care. If the wife is the Talmud Chacham, the husband's the Amoret.
Is there
such a Metzias, I thought you were going to ask. No, there's no such thing. So I have to look at Rabbi Chanan again. Chanan Simim Mvav in Kaivet Tzaharis here in Yevamis, Chavtes. He brings from this Gemara, which is in Yevamis also. From which part of this brisa? It says he loy oineness v'loy metama loy. She is not an oinen on him. Okay, oinen is no raya because we know if a man's a woman's husband dies, she's an oinen. But loy metama loy. What does it mean loy metama loy? A female kain, a bas kain, is allowed to go to a beit olavaya to beis akvaris, right? It says b'nei aaron v'loy b'nei aaron. So. What does it mean? She is not metame to him. So Rashi says, "Lamishum kahuna kamer." We're not talking about kahuna because by women there's no kahuna. Ella, what does Rashi say? It means in a zakuka latamaloi. Normally, a relative who loses somebody who loses a relative is not allowed to refrain from being metame to the relative. Let's say someone loses a relative and it's before Pesach. He wants to bring a carbon Pesach. He doesn't want to wait till Pesach Sheni. So he'll have an outdoor levaya. He'll stay away from the mace. He won't be metame to the mace. And he won't have a problem. So the halacha is he's not allowed to deliberately refrain from being metame to a relative. So here it says that a arusa is allowed to deliberately refrain from being metame to the husband. It's mashma. It should be in the sua. She would have been fully married. She'd been mechuyev to be metame to him. So the chayre, that's a raya, that she's still married to him. If she's mechuyev to be metame to him, so it should be a raya that after death, you remain a relative. So this is Rabbi Chanan's raya from our braisa, that since it says an arusa is not metame, vice says an asua is metame. So vice dies that a woman is married if the husband dies. So again, it's interesting. This is a raya from the case where the husband died. She's not metametim. The husband died. Rabbi Chanan is mesupik also. So Rabbi Chanan brings from the Ramban himself. The Ramban has a sefer called Teres HaAdam, which has in it Dinei Avelus. It's a separate sefer. And there, the Ramban says that when it says here, "Eina mitamaloi by an arusa, loy mitamaloi by arusa is lavdafka arusa, nesua also." But since in the resha it said loy eina loy mitamaloi, so it structured it the same way. But it's lavdafka. Nesua would be the same din. So Rabban himself sort of answers this raya. Okay, anyway, let's see the Gemara Vayta. Ella Abaya. Now, again, Ella Abaya goes back to the beginning. Okay, Abaya said that when it said, Hoitziya get ve'inim ek'suba, it can't be talking in a Mokim She'en Kaisin Suba. So the first reason, Erisin, we shlugged up. Ella Abaya magufa de misnisan kohadabe. From Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, he had charot, and he said it can't be talking to place she'en kaisin k'suba. The isak adaitach b'makim she'en kaisin k'suba askinon. If you're going to say it's talking to makim she'en kaisin k'suba, the get hainu k'suvasa, atu get bana masayin k'sivbei. Does it say the amount in the get that you should be able to be Teveya? V'chitem, kima de tekinu rabbanu l'migvala. Command the kasev beidami. And if you're going to say that since the rabbanu were misakin that you get it, so the get itself is as if it has the full amount, but that's also shver. Litain v'leima parati. V'chitem, amrinon lei, iparatiya, ibalilach l'mikre. What are you going to say? That in such a place where the get is the ksuba, if I pay the woman the ksuba, I should rip up the get, because otherwise she'll come with the get and she'll be teveya me again. But that's not so simple. To rip up a get, Omar Lani could say, Loi Shabakton, she doesn't let me rip up the get. Omar, she could say, Bina Lantsuve Bey, I need the get to prove I'm divorced, I want to get married again. Vichite Marmina La, Iboya Lachalim Bekarye. You should have ripped the shtar, and written, Gita Dinan de Karanu, the get which we ripped up, Loi Mishum de Gita Psulahu, not because the get is possible, Aikechet Loi Sigba Beis and Nachrisi, because we don't want it to manai de Ksuba twice. Now, the husband of course can't write this. The husband writes it as no nemanis. It means, Let Bezdin rip the shtar, the get. Normally, a ripped get is a sign it's possible. Let Bezdin rip the get and write this on the get. Zat Gemara, that's not a taina. Otto called the migvi, bebeidina migvi. The husband came to pay at a ksuba. They go to Bezdin. Most cases, you just pay, you don't go to Bezdin. So now, he'll say, rip the shtar. She'll say, I don't want to rip the shtar. So they should be chiyuv to go to Bezdin. If Bezdin should be misada or ripping with this type of writing, that not. So when you get to this point, you have to make the cheshbon. Because of this, the Mishnah that said, Haitziya get ve'inim a ksuba must be talking in a makim shakaisim ksuba. And since talking to Makim Shekhaisim Ksuba, Vaita, it's a raya that to the original Memra, that Kol Maisa Bezdin is, Tainacha Maisa Bezdin is Loya Maklum. So that's the Maskana, that the original Memra stands. Okay. What? She can consent the Chiddush, she can collect what he get, that's the Marganisa. That Tzia gave in a ksuba karisuvasa. Aisha doesn't have a ksuba. She lost it. So shtachu bihadi. So teretz is that kol ma'ase bezdin you could be teveya. And they'll have to get a shaver or write it on the back. Yeah. Okay. It's a shame to have the end fizzle out by losing people in these last sugyas, but I appreciate those of you that stuck with it. And I hope those of you who are finishing the Masechta, I don't imagine these last three blot are going to be ma'akev on you. I think hopefully you'll be able to do it over Yom Tov. If you don't make plans to learn, if you just plan to learn, it's not going to happen. You have to make plans, specific plans, to learn specific things, a specific place at a specific time, or else the whole Yom Tov is going to go away. Especially, we have 5 out of 8 days of Yom Tov, in Shabbos, right? So you have 5 days. If you don't make plans, you can just sleep a whole afternoon and end up learning nothing. So I hope you'll all make proper plans. Sometimes in the back of a sefer it says Shaloi Nohitzi Hanayar Cholok, not to leave blank paper at the end. They put it in a shtickle tirah. So the last few minutes, I'm glad I don't mind finishing early so that I can finish, we can do it as a neshech. But let me at least tell you a very nice varat I just heard. It's a nice yediyah besides a nice varat on the Haggadah. It's just, I like it because I like things that are a nice yediyah for Shas. It's my style. This varat, and I don't remember again who said it. I never remember on the Haggadah, certainly not. Even when I sit here, I have to look at my paper to remember who said what. It says, Elo Eser Makei Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alamitzvim Mitzrayim, Elohein. It says an extra word, Elohein. So all the Haggadah is like the Darshan. Why say again, Elohein? Elo Eser Makei Shehevi HaKadosh Mitzrayim. What's the Hein at the end, Elohein? So I heard a nice Vart, which is a nice Shas Vart. The ladies won't appreciate it, but the Netaira will. It says in the mission, the first mission in Bava Kama, Arba Avos Nezikin. It doesn't say Hain, it just says Arba Avos Nezikin. I think Tosis has the kasha. Why does it say Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain? Right? Abba Roshana Hain, it says the word Hain. And by Arba Avos Nezikin, it doesn't say Hain. The truth is, there are a few other places it doesn't say Hain. I think there are four Mishnahs with Arba, maybe I'm missing one. There's Abba Rosh Hashanah Hain. Then there's Arba Avos Nezikin, doesn't say Hain. It says Arba Avos Hatuma, it doesn't say Hain. And it says, what else? Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, it doesn't say Hain. By carrying a Shabbos, by Tuma, Yediyas HaTuma, which is somebody who's tummy and walks into the Beis HaMikdash, eats Kachim, it doesn't say. And the Zikin doesn't say, only Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah, it says Hain. So I heard a nice, what? Arba Avos Nezikin. Where? So we have to take a look. We'll see if the klal fits there. Let me tell you the klal before I look. Klal that I heard is that that it says hein when hein means yes in Hebrew. So one of the strangest things is that the word in Ivrit, kain, is Hebrew. In Gemara, it's always hein. V'amar hein, right? You say something, hein means yes. Kain means also, except in Israel. But, let's see. So he says that whenever it's a good thing, it says Hain. Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain. We want it. We want the Arba Rosh Hashanah to come. It's a good thing. So it says Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain. Arba Avos Nezikin, we're going to say Hain. Yes. We don't want the Arba Avos Nezikin. We hope nobody will ever be mazik anybody. I'm not going to say Hain. Or Malachi, it's Yisra Shabbos. We don't want anybody to carry on Shabbos. We're going to say Hain. Or Yediyas HaTuma. You don't want people to be tummy and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't say Hain. You just say it. So by the Makis is a bad thing. So we say, no. Esem Elo Esem Makis Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzvah Mitzrayim Elo Hain. We say, on Leil Pesach, that Hain, yes. You know, like, yes. It's the ball goes in the basket. You say yes, right? But yes, that's something that we're happy about. So Elo Hain, it's a Lashon of... So the homework is to figure out in Pirkei Avos. Now, Pirkei Avos, most of the things go both ways, right? Arba Midas. So some is Noyach Lichais and some is Kosher Lichais. So you have to find something that's all good. Most of them go both ways, right? It says, Ayasara Devar Nivru Ber of Shabbos Bein Hashmashis. Ve'Elohein. It says Ve'Elohein. Look at that. What was the one you wanted? Asara Nisim. Asara Nisim, that's Lav Yisena Bebeis HaMikdash. There does not say Elohein. Are they all good? Asara Nisianis, it doesn't say Hein. So Nisianis is good. Somebody is good. Alright, so it's a very good thing to say over to say because somebody can ask a kasha on it. Anytime you say a teretz on a kasha of Taisus, you can say, why didn't Taisus say it? But, I understand, okay. This is a separate teretz. Every time you have two teretz.
Taisus posed an answer, and then knocked it off, and he said, there's no
so now you're wondering why it took them till the morning to finish arguing about things. So I hear. All right, you have to collect all the places and see. Won't be the first time you have a vart. You have to see where it stims and where it doesn't stim. But okay, it's the vart.